Defending his apocalyptic warning, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden not backing down from his warning last week about the potential for global catastrophe were Russia to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine, the president telling an exclusive interview on CNN.
The mistakes get made, and the miscalculation could occur. No one can be sure what would happen, and it could end in Armageddon.
The president has been criticized for the warning made last week at a Democratic Party fundraiser. He also told CNN he doubts that Putin would go nuclear, but said the U.S. has options in place if he does. The president also said he does not believe the U.S. will suffer a recession, but said if there is one, it'll be brief. More airstrikes hit Ukraine on Tuesday, State Department spokesman Ned Price calling it brutality.
We've always said this is a brutal war of aggression, and these strikes seem to suggest that brutality and brutality alone is the point.
The leaders of the G7 nations, the world's industrialized democracies, have condemned the attacks and pledged to support Ukraine for as long as it takes. Details are few, but a police officer has been killed in the line of duty in Greenville, Mississippi. The female officer mortally wounded during a shootout, two other people hurt. A suspect has been taken into custody. A now former San Antonio, Texas police officer has been charged with aggravated assault for shooting an unarmed teenager 10 days ago. As he sat in his car eating a hamburger. San Antonio's police chief William McManus says the use of deadly force was not called for.
This was a failure for one individual police officer. It had nothing to do with our policies. Policies did not allow that. Our training does not teach that.
Former cop James Brennan had said he thought the car was stolen. The teenager remains in critical condition. 30 people, many of them children, hospitalized for carbon monoxide poisoning in Allentown, Pennsylvania, at a daycare center Tuesday. All now stable. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A group of primary care doctors is recommending that every child in the U.S. aged 8 and up be screened for anxiety.
The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, a team assembled by Health and Human Services, is saying anxiety is the most common mental health condition in children and youth. It may be triggered by interparental conflict, parent overprotection, parental separation, or even poverty. The task force says doctors should screen for anxiety in children even if there are no noticeable symptoms. Anxiety is usually characterized by excessive fear or worry. Children who suffer from anxiety may have trouble sleeping at night. They may get stomach aches or headaches frequently, and some won't eat properly. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Prosecutors in Baltimore have dropped charges against Adnan Syed in the 1999 killing of Hay Min Lee, whom Syed had dated. After additional DNA testing excluded him as a suspect in the case that was chronicled by the podcast Serial, Syed spent 23 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Jury deliberations begin in the morning for the jury that must decide if the admitted school shooter, Nicholas Cruz, deserves to be executed for his crimes. The Supreme Court declined to hear Dylan Roof's bid to overturn his conviction and death sentence for fatally shooting 9 black people at a church in Charleston in 2015. A landscape worker in Northern California has died a gruesome death.
Police sent out an email saying, in part, Menlo Park police officers responding to the 900 block of Peggy Lane on the report of a tree trimmer who fell into a chipper. When police units arrived on scene, a male subject was found deceased from injuries sustained from the accident, close quote. Now, we believe instead of fallen into the chipper, we believe this man was pulled into the chipper since it has a top on it which would make it difficult to fall inside. So it looks like he may have been pulled or sucked into the chipper for some reason.
It's reporter Gary James of Fox 2 in San Francisco.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.